اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Ali Nasir, Sayyid Ali Nasir, Hassan Asrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah, Fawad.
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, Hussein Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Everyone is fine. Dear listeners, we hope, inshallah, you are fine as well. So, inshallah, today we will work on Ayah 80 of Surah Ali Imran on page 60. Right, Fawad?
Yes.
Inshallah. Our brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. I really want you to, inshallah, stay till the end of this session. And now, if you have your Quran with you, turn to page 60, Ayah 80 of Surah Ali Imran. Everyone, let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Nice recitation. May Allah bless him, inshallah. That was a great recitation, right?
Yes.
So, inshallah, we will be able to recite as well at the end of this session, okay? This ayah, we'll work on the tajweed rules, inshallah, and we'll read the Quran, recite the Quran with tajweed rules. Brothers and sisters, stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session, okay? I will read this ayah once, and a short explanation will be given, inshallah. Then we'll move on to the tajweed rules, the same as our previous sessions. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يأمركم أن تتخذوا الملائكة والنبيين أربابا أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون. So in this ayah, Allah Almighty continues the explanation to the previous ayah. So in the previous ayah, as we said, Allah Almighty in the Quran says, مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُؤْتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ كُنُوا عِبَادًا لِي. We said that Allah Almighty says that it is not the right to a person, okay? He doesn't have a right, okay? To when we give him the hukm, the nubuwa, the judgment, the prophethood, okay? When we give him this, and he then preaches for himself, and then he invites people towards himself, he doesn't have the right, okay? Any prophet doesn't have this right. And that's why we see all the prophets from Adam alayhi salam till Khatam alayhi salatullah alayhi, every single of them had been preaching one religion of God, and they were inviting people towards God. Yes? So thousands of years have been passed, they have been doing the same. Right? And they were also letting the people know about the next prophet who comes. So it shows their truthfulness, yes? They were trustworthy. So, in this ayah, Allah Almighty says that they were not also inviting, okay? وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ. And he would not command you to take the angels themselves as well, they do not do it, okay? To worship them, to they do not invite towards themselves. And also they do not command the people. He doesn't have the right to command the people to take malaika, the angels and the prophets for lords. Okay? They do not do it. Like Prophet Isa alayhi salam in the Quran we have, okay? Allah Almighty says, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ Allah Almighty asks Prophet Isa alayhi salam, okay, that in the Day of Judgment, that أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ You said to the people that اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ Okay? Take me and my mom, okay, my mother, okay, as your Lord. Accept me and my mom as your Lord. Worship me and my mom. Prophet Isa alayhi salam said, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ No, no, I didn't say it. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي You know me. You know what is in my heart, okay? Allah Almighty just wants to show us, okay, that even if Allah Almighty asks Prophet Isa, of course, it's not that way, okay? That Prophet Isa never told the people, okay, to worship him. That Christians, okay, they worship him. They call him God. This is a false belief, right?
Yes.
So, وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ He would he call you to be unfaith, to disbelieve after you have been Muslims? You are Muslims. So if any person comes and invites you towards like kufr, atheism, okay, will you accept it? No, never. Never. This is the right path, okay? Who? That one should be an idiot, okay? Who goes astray if he finds this way the right way, okay? If he just turns back, okay? He should be an idiot. May Allah Almighty help us stay firm on this path, inshallah. Okay?
Inshallah.
So guys, the message of this ayah was this, that any invitation, okay, from anyone who is inviting you towards something rather than Allah, okay? That is for sure shirk, okay? Shirk doesn't mean this, okay, that only we should not believe that there is another God, okay? If someone comes to you and invites you towards worshipping, for example, the moon, worshipping the cows, God forbid, like some of the Hindus they do, right? Like worshipping any prophet, any angel. So these all are shirk. Got it? So we don't have to really give them a single value.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق
So that's it, okay? And inshallah I want you to refer to the Tafasir books if you want to learn more. So inshallah, do it so. I should mention the important Tajweed rules now, and Hassan Hussein and Ali Nasir, you will inshallah, Fawad, you will practice with me. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ What do you think the first thing to mention?
The pronunciation.
Good job,
of the
good job. So mention them, please. For what?
First one, wow.
Wow has to be pronounced like wa sound, right? Not va. Good job. Next.
Ka.
Ka. Ka.
F.
What do you mean? Ka. Oh, you mean Hamza. Oh, God. Kaf. Kaf is easy, yeah. K, the letter K in English. It's easy. Letter. I mean, the letters which are a bit difficult. And we might mix up. What?
Kha.
Kha. Yes. Kha. Antatakhidhu. Good job. Here, kha has a light sound. Khi. Good job. Hamza. A sound. With a ra sound, they are a bit different. Next one.
Ha.
Ra.
Ra. Good one. Ar. Arbab. Ya'mura. Arbaban. Good job. And?
Ayn.
Ayn. Where is the ayn?
Ba'd.
Oh, بعد إذا. Good job. بعد. عين. Next letter.
ذال.
ذال. إذ. إذ أنتم. So these are the letters which are important, yes? The rest of them are easy, and we have the counterparts in English as well, yes? We have the similar sound in English. So they are easy. وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ. The next rule, there is no special rule in the two first words. وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ. Except with the ra, heavy sound, yeah? The تفخيم الرَا. رَاكُمْ. Do not say it. رَاكُمْ. رَاكُمْ. أَن تَتَّخِذُوا.
إخفاء.
Aha, noon sakin. After the noon sakin, if you have the letter ta, fa, dal, jim, ha, sin, sheen, fa, qaf, kaf, ha, za, dal. So what do? You hide the sound of that noon or tanwin. Okay. How to correctly do it? Look, when you say noon, an. And everyone say an.
An.
You see, like your tongue touches the back part of your teeth. Yes?
Uh-huh.
Here. Right? The top part. The gum area. An. But when you do the ikhfa, your tongue goes there, okay? And it is about to touch it. Don't let it touch. That's it. That's it, okay? Do not let your tongue touch that area. If it touches, it pronounces the noon, okay? It produces the sound noon, n, but do not do it, okay? That's called ikhfa, hide the sound. Try it, Hassan. That's correct. That's correct. تتخذوا. تتخذوا الملائكة. تتخذوا ends with a waw mad, u sound. And الملائكة has a hamzatul wasl. Right?
Yes.
Al. And then you have to hear what? Skip that hamzatul wasl plus skip
the mad.
The mad, right?
Yes.
The waw mad here. So, and tattakhidhu al-malaika, not tattakhidhu al-malaika. No waw, okay? Do not stretch it. Tattakhidhu al-malaika, fast and quick. So, malaika, we have said this word a lot, okay? The mad is? The mad is wajib, yes? The word malaika, al-malaika, we've said it many times, okay? The mad here is?
Wajib.
A wajib mad. You should stretch because the hamza and alif mad are in the same word. Al-malaikata. Wan-nabiyina. Wan-nabiyina. Alif, hamzatul wasl, and lam, at-ta'rif, will be skipped because noon is?
A send letter.
A send letter, okay. When you skip Hamzatul Was, you should skip the lam as well. One nabiyya, noon mushattat, produce a nasal sound. Nabiyyina, there is a ya. Make sure you stretch it. Nabiyyina, arbaba. Tafkhimu ra, good job, Fawad. Arbaban, but when you stop here, tanween fatha changes to?
Alif mad.
Alif mad. Arbaba. And when you stop here, make sure you stretch a bit the sound, okay? Arbaba.
For two counts.
Yeah, for two counts, three. No, two counts is the natural one, but you can stretch it for four counts, for three counts, okay? Since madul aradl li sukun can be applied as well. So, qila is a sign to stop, and it tells us it's better to
stop.
But you still can continue. And the next word, rule, ayya'murukum. Mim sakin plus ba, so ikhfa, ikhfa, right? أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ. Hide the sound, like we said. أَنْتُمْ مِمْ إِذْغَمْ مِثْلَيْن مُسْلِمُونَ. That's all, إِذْغَمْ مِثْلَيْن for two counts. I will read it once, okay? Listen carefully and repeat. Now that we know all the tajweed rules here. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولا يأمركم أن تتخذوا الملائكة والنبيين أربابا.
ولا يأمركم أن تتخذوا الملائكة. والنبيين أربابا
أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون
أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله brothers and sisters dear listeners of IRB English Radio thank you so much for being with us that's all from us for today We practiced this ayah with tajweed rules. We explained it a bit. Inshallah, we wish you have learned something. Thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we recommend you to stay with IRB English Radio. In coming sessions, we'll be here, inshallah. The same time tomorrow, inshallah, another Quranic session will be dedicated to you, inshallah. If no questions, brothers, let's finish the session. No questions?
No.
Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools for cooperations. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأكوان